HarperCollins presents The Illustrated Child by Polly Crosby, read by Rosie Jones. Prologue. You probably know me. I'm the Kemp Treasure Girl. Maybe you had the books as a child. Perhaps your dad read them to you in those wilting hours of sleep where books become dreams and dreams become books. Did you look for the treasure? Digging in your garden, unsure of what you were searching for? Mine was an unusual infamy for one so young. Not an all-encompassing celebrity fame, but one that flattened me into two dimensions and picked out the colour of my eyes and my dress. One that stopped people in the street and made their necks crane back round to gaze at me. The version of me in the books was my friend. She was always there for me, sharing in my adventures, appearing at the lifting of a page. But children grow up, and as I grew taller and wiser, Romilly Kemp in the book stayed young and innocent, a sickly sweet impostor who wore my dress and suckled at my father's love, leeching it away until there was barely any left for me at all. But then I made a real friend. Someone I could trust. Someone who knew intimately my deepest, darkest thoughts, even if I dare not acknowledge them myself. But the beginnings of a friendship are like the beginning of a book. You never know how they will turn out until the very end. Part 1. 1. Brer was an ancient farmhouse. A month of living there had still not unearthed a fraction of its secrets. As I ran from the house, tugging on unfamiliar wellies, I stared up at its mossy roof and dirty walls. Dad told me that it had probably once been called Brother Farm, but time and the soft Suffolk accent had changed it. The house itself was long and low and surrounded on three sides by a moat clogged with cowpats and slime. In the middle of the water was an old fountain. Perched atop it was a gargoyle with a sinister, winking face. It ogled me as I ran past, its eyes bulbous and staring. On the south side of the house, down an overgrown path, stretched a bumpy meadow filled with sagging grass. It was the perfect base for my newly invented invisible army and the edge of my territory. I could go there on my own, making pretend campfires and having sword fights with prickly bushes, knowing that I was safe, even though I could barely see the house above the long, scratchy grass. As I set off down the path towards my camp, a sharp whistle brought me back. Dad was stooped in the back door, his huge shoulders nearly touching the frame on either side. Something small and snow-like was curled up in his open palm.
"What is it?"
"I wanted to draw one, so I thought, why not?"
he said, planting the tiny kitten into my eager arms, and suddenly it was mine.
"It's a Siamese," he said,
wiping his hands on his trousers, leaving a snail's trail of white fur on the corduroy.
"Is it a girl or boy?"
I asked, trying to look through the fur at the correct place.
"A boy."
Dad crouched down, looking at me as I hugged the kitten. Briefly, he reached forward and touched my cheek, and I leant into the roughness of his hand.
"Yes," he said to himself, his voice a growl of love. "It's that look in your eyes right there that I want to capture."
He straightened up, his knees creaking.
"I'm going to need to paint him. And you, of course. I have an idea."
He trailed off. Frowning at me, he turned on his heel and entered the house, leaving the kitten and I alone. I examined his bony body. He was small and soft and smelt of whey and sawdust. He had pale creamy fur tinged with chocolate brown at each edge. As I was studying him, he uncurled himself, tipping off my arms towards the moat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?